thank you for downloading another edition of the APC podcast. Today I'm joined by Erin Stevens from Multnomah County, and she's going to be talking about pod leadership training. How are you today, Erin?
I'm great.
So first off, tell us what a pod is.
Sure. A pod is a point of dispensing operation. It's essentially a mass dispensing site where community members might go to receive vaccines or immunizations or medicines, or perhaps to be screened for something as a result of a large public health incident.
So please talk a little bit about this product and why it was created.
Sure. So this product is a revision of a tool developed by the Cambridge Advanced Practice Center alumni site. They had originally developed kind of a pod training 101 for public health responders, and we really wanted to transform this product from a pod 101 training to more of a training that serves the leadership level within a pod, as we found that there are really some much more contemporary resources in terms of providing that 101 pod responder training. And so we really wanted to fill the gap at the leadership level within operations, and in fact we had heard over the past year that was really an area that people really wanted more resources for, a resource to really train that pod supervisor or the person who would be managing that mass clinic site.
And what types of challenges does this product help local health departments overcome?
Well, currently little training exists for the leadership level within a pod dispensing operation. So this training will really offer a foundational training for these type of staff and volunteers assuming positions of pod supervisor or pod manager, and in some cases the operations section chief also. And it's really a way for them to acquire confidence and competence with responsibilities that they've assumed with these roles.
Are there gaps or areas for improvement that local health departments can identify to help in their preparedness activities?
Sure, yeah. This product assesses a clear gap that's been identified in pod training, through both market research and interviews with experts in the field. And when we placed a call for field testing for this product out in the preparedness community, we were just amazed by the response and the need, which was really undeniable. So people really were excited about a resource that really focuses in on the leadership level within a pod operation.
And who did you work with to create this product? Did you have collaborators?
Yeah, we do. We have collaborators currently. So this product is still under development currently, but we're collaborating with local and regional subject matter experts, notably those with intimate knowledge and expertise in pod operations, strategic national stockpile distribution, as well as cities' readiness initiative planning.
What kinds of resources are needed if a local health department wants to use this product?
So in terms of resources, health departments should be sure to have plenty of time and staff to dedicate to this training. It is like a 3-4 hour long training. So being able to get your staff there and get staff approval for use of staff time will be really important. So ensuring that you have management buy-in and approval from the get-go will be important. In terms of printing, you will have to print a facilitator's guide. There's both a facilitator's guide and a user's guide, so you'll need to print both of those products for your audience. And then really it's just finding the right facilitator, so finding an instructor or two facilitators, co-facilitators, that are really able to engage participants and meet many of the learning styles of adults. Will be key. But aside from the actual tool, if you go through the facilitator's guide, it'll prompt you to look for certain materials or documents, perhaps from your preparedness plans, to insert into the training to make it more specific to your local jurisdiction. But the resource requirement is not great.
Finally, are there any examples of how this product was used?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we're still kind of preparing the tool for field testing. We're finalizing it and getting it ready to be tested with two health departments. We're going to partner with one in Indiana and one in California, and both are really enthusiastic about the possibilities that this tool will bring and eager to test the product. So both health departments will be engaging community partners, including the Medical Reserve Corps and others, in an effort to train additional responders that would take on leadership positions within a pod operation, which is really cool. And so, we haven't we we haven't necessarily been, you know, disseminating the tool far and wide at this point. We're really still trying to get it out into the field and ensure that what we've developed is useful and has a impact on the preparedness community.
Erin Stevens, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Ian.
You've just heard from Erin Stevens from the Multnomah County Advanced Practice Center discussing their product, Pod Leadership Training. Thank you for downloading another edition of the APC Podcast. For more podcasts, please visit our website at apc.nacho.org.